mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday, the 28th day of June, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Masses of vital news and information here at the broadcast. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.com. But about 6 to 8 months ago, it was a while back, and I talked to him again this morning. We're going to have him back on this week. Colonel Don DeGrandpre, who has quite an impressive military record of service and has a lot of connections in Washington, D.C., and has broken some major reports that have turned out to be very accurate, came on this broadcast and said that he had talked to the pilot who shot down Flight 93 over Pennsylvania. Now, the eyewitnesses saw this happen, and the plane's debris field was 8 miles long. I mean, that's impossible, folks, for a plane to hit the ground and for something like that to happen, or for even an explosive on board the aircraft to do that. And that's because the aircraft was hit, according to Colonel Don DeGrandpre, by several missiles, blowing off an engine, and then the plane went a little bit further, and then it got hit again, and then finally started breaking up. I got up this morning, and Let's Roll 9/11 had the headline, Flight 93 Shoot Down, Pilot Identified. And it says, Let's Roll has discovered that Flight 93 was definitely shot down. Well, we've all discovered that for a long time. But what Let's Roll has discovered, according to their report, we have to be careful about all of this, is the name of the pilot. Because Colonel Don DeGrandpre on this broadcast would not tell me the name of the pilot. He is sending me a news article of the award ceremony a year later and how they didn't even say what the award was for this particular squadron. So we have our comment that Colonel Don DeGrandpre first broke the story of the Happy Hooligans and the shoot down of Flight 93 during the interview on the Alex Jones Show back in February. So I guess that's 5 months ago. And it continues here. Let's Roll has discovered the name of the pilot as well as other pertinent information regarding this incident. Now, I called Colonel Don DeGrandpre this morning and I said, is the name Major Rick Gibney? And Colonel Don DeGrandpre said, yes, that's his name. And I said, did you talk to him personally? He said, yes, I did, face to face. So it says at precisely 9:38 hours, an alarm was sounded at Langley Air Force Base, and those whom were on call drinking coffee were scrambled. That was brought out on this show. Thus, the 119th Fighter Wing was off on an intercept. They, the Happy Hooligans, a unit of three F-16 aircraft, were ordered to head down Pennsylvania. At 9:57, they spotted their target. After confirmation orders were received, one Major Rick Gibney fired two Sidewinder missiles at the aircraft and destroyed it in mid-flight at precisely 9:58. And that's what he said. He said that they fired two Sidewinder missiles. That's what Colonel Don DeGrandpre said, again, back in February. And he was awarded a medal from the governor 1 year for his heroic actions, as well as the decorated by Congress on 9/13/2001. The Happy Hooligans were previously stationed in North Dakota and were moved to Langley Air Force Base some months before 9/11 occurred on a temporary assignment. Major Rick Gibney did as he was ordered, did nothing criminal. He was merely following orders of which he had no choice. Please do not harass this man or bother him for doing what his COs and ultimately George Bush ordered him to do. Well, that's not what we get from Colonel Don DeGrandpre that says he's talked to this guy. But it was a general that they were all standing down. The general said, no, I have the authority to shoot that aircraft down. So, you know, I'm going to have to get the writer of this on. And, again, I don't know about this story either from us or from them.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space. Just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. WheatgrassKits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. WheatgrassKits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barleygrass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, InfoWars.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you knew it would happen. Not only did the Supreme Court say that we don't get to see Dick Cheney's Energy Commission documents and that Anthony Scalia can ride around on Air Force Two and all expense-paid trips while he's hearing cases on the White House. But they came out today and they said, hey, you know what? We can secretly arrest any citizens we want and never give you a trial. But you can complain to our special police state court if you're being mistreated. As if anybody will even know that you were secretly grabbed. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But I got to spend time on this first, and again, I'm going to get the folks on from Let's Roll 9/11, and I'm going to get Colonel Don DeGrandpree back on. I talked to him this morning. He's been having a lot of doctor's appointments for his heart the last few weeks, and has been able to come on. He's got another appointment today, and so he couldn't come on today, but he'll come on in the next few days. Flight 93 shoot down, pilot identified. That's the headline. Now, first off, again, we know that Flight 93 was blown to bits. We know that witnesses saw missiles, saw, the flashes in the air, the 8-mile debris field. We know this. We know that the Pentagon, through Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney, were ordering stand-downs of NORAD. We know this happened. We know Flight 93 was going into Washington, the government says, and I believe this, to go after the Capitol, or the White House. Imagine the hysteria, the devastation, the martial law we'd be under now. And Colonel Don DeGrand Prix, back in February on this broadcast, said that, it's now come out as well. Remember, we have a direct link on the website. We need to add all this in one area, though. I'm telling my webmaster, Paul Watson, this. We have the documents where 3 months before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld, before a general or an admiral, depending on if it was over land or sea, could shoot down passenger aircraft ever since 1958 when NORAD was set up. That was their job. No need to call the president. No need to get him out of bed. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of times, just in the last decade, they've launched fighter aircraft if a jet or a Cessna, if anything, is off course. If you don't respond, if you turn your transponder off, if you don't respond to radio, this is what the North American aerospace system does. This is what NORAD's job is. And so what I have from our sources, and not just Colonel Don DeGrand Prix, is that a general, and again, we can't confirm this either, said, hey, as of 3 months ago, I was supposed to shoot down aircraft. Everybody's standing around. You shoot that jet down. You shoot Flight 93 down. Now remember, 3 months before, we had the actual copy of this. This is public. Rumsfeld took all those powers to himself, away from the generals, away from the admirals. Even a colonel could do this, could shoot down aircraft if need be. And rightfully so. These authorities are delegated. And so, Flight 93, the fighter pilot leader was ordered to shoot it down. And Colonel Don DeGrand Prix would not give us the name of the pilot on air, because he did not want to be public. And now, on PrisonPlanet.com, we have this Let's Roll 9/11.org story, and I'm just going to read the whole thing. And again, folks, I don't know if this story is accurate. We know that the government shot down Flight 93, but what they could do is a sophisticated disinfo program through different sources, well-meaning people, or this could be accurate, to bring this out. Then it turns out it's not true, that it's not this fighter group, that it's not the hooligans, the happy hooligans. And then they can come out and say, see, we never shot down Flight 93. I tend to not think that, though, because the government just doesn't want to examine it, period. They don't want to have to come out and discredit the fact that a lot of people know they shot Flight 93 down. They just want to let it die away, let it go away, just like TWA Flight 800 that was clearly hit by two missiles as well. We have hundreds of military witnesses there because there were military drills going on in the air as that happened. We've interviewed many of them. That's a whole other issue. So I don't know. And, it doesn't chap me. It doesn't make me mad. But I'm going to get them on here because Paul Watson, years ago, writes articles about the missile pod, and other people did too. And 9/11 Let's Roll says we broke it, which is fine. But I guess we need to start saying that because it just gives more attention to it, I guess. And then they say they broke this too. And I guess what they did break is the guy's name, if it's accurate. And again, I'm going to get him on the show. But it says, Flight 93, shoot down, pilot identified. And it says, comment. You need to make that a hyperlink over to the original transcript and audio interview. Comment, Colonel Don DeGrand Prix first broke this story of the happy hooligans and the shoot down of Flight 93 during his interview on the Alex Jones Show back in February. And thus, three F-16s and three names, and you can try to figure out which one of them did it. He just said, look, I've been asked not to, say who, and I'm not going to. Let's Roll 9/11 has discovered that Flight 93 was definitely shot down. Well, if you go off what Colonel Don DeGrand Prix said, certainly that is the case, but certainly we discovered it. But it doesn't matter. It's just a little interesting here.
Let's Roll has discovered that the name of the pilot, as well as all other pertinent information regarding the incident, at precisely 0938 hours, an alarm was sounded at Langley Air Force Base, and those whom were on call drinking coffee, exactly what the Grand Prix said, were scrambled. Thus, the 119th Fighter Wing was off for an intercept. They, the Happy Hooligans, a unit of three F-16 aircraft, were ordered to head towards Pennsylvania at 0957. They spotted their target. After confirmation orders were received, one Major Rick Gibney fired two Sidewinder missiles. That's what Colonel Don Grand Prix said. He said that the lead pilot fired two Sidewinder missiles. I called Don Grand Prix this morning, and I said, is it Major Rick Gibney? And he said, yes. Rick Gibney fired two Sidewinder missiles at the aircraft and destroyed it in mid-flight at precisely 0958. Again, I don't know if this is true, folks. I'm just reporting what these individuals are saying. He was awarded a medal from the governor 1 year later for his heroic actions, as well as decorated by Congress on 9-13-0-2001. The Happy Hooligans were previously stationed in North Dakota and moved to Langley Air Force Base some months before 9/11 occurred on a temporary assignment. Major Rick Gibney did as he was ordered, did nothing criminal. He was merely following orders, of which he had no choice. Please do not harass the man or bother him for doing what his CO and ultimately George Bush ordered him to do. Major Rick Gibney has no reason to feel guilty nor regret following orders. The fault lies with his superiors and one certain President George Bush, who planned and engineered 9/11. Well, why would Bush order the shoot down of an aircraft that was going into D.C. and then why would it be Bush's fault it was shot down when Bush didn't want planes shot down? What we got is, please do not heap any kind of abuse onto this man. It continues, a crack fighter pilot, one of the best in our nation for doing what he was trained and ordered to do. He is a good man, honest and full of integrity. And it continues, he is a patriot and was lied to and deceived. He had no way to know that this plane wasn't a hostile, nor could he have? So how do they know this plane wasn't? It'd been off course, flying all over the country. How is that known? The fault lies with the superiors and President George W. Bush. Flight 93 has now been forever solved by truth and honest reporting and investigating from Let's Roll 9/11. Okay. Major Rick Gibney, please do not read this as anything but the truth that the world deserves to know as true history. You played a part, but it was your superiors who deserved both you and everyone else regarding Flight 93, who deceived you and both you and everybody else regarding Flight 93. I didn't relish printing your name as you're innocent of any evil doing, yet it's history and truth, and the world deserves to know. And you're safer now that the truth is out there. Well, that if it is true, yes, you are safer than if it was not. But the world would appreciate an honest reply and statement from you on this issue, but only when you are able and ready. The source of this information, Mr. Gibney, was very careful to point out your high quality of character and lack of malice or malfeasance in these issues. Your integrity is no way harmed by these revelations, as you were ignorant of the total picture of what was happening that day and following orders as you were trained to do in an emergency. I apologize for having to print your name, but felt it necessary for both the truth to come forward and your own safety. Major Rick Gibney, Let's Roll. All right, folks, I'll get to the bottom of this. And Colonel Don Grand Prix says he talked to Major Rick Gibney and face-to-face, and then he said yes. I talked to him this morning. I talked to Colonel Don Grand Prix. He said yes. That this is the person who told him he shot the aircraft down. All right, we'll come back, get to a lot of other news, and we'll be talking about this more in the broadcast. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
My family is breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudell here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, binding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and two big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone air purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone air purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer of $40 value free. Get your Biozone air purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. And we know that Flight 93 over Pennsylvania was shot down. We know it had an 8-mile debris field. But I've been frank about this all along. I don't know if it was the Happy Hooligans that shot it down. And I don't know if that's disinfo that's been given to other well-meaning people. I lean towards saying it's not, but I certainly can't say it's confirmed. And so we're going to be getting Colonel Don the Grand Prix on the broadcast. I called him. I said, is this accurate? Is this name the person you talked face-to-face with, the pilot? And he said, yes, it is. And of course, the person asked him not to give his name out on air, so he didn't do that on this show. Now this other website that gets a lot of attention and a lot of visitors that's done some good work is out saying this. And so I've got to call in to the Let's Roll website to try to get Phil Jahan on the broadcast and try to go through this, because there's certainly some things in here from the story I've got that I don't agree with. There's some things I do agree with, and there's large areas that I don't know. So frankly, if I can't prove something 100% and I can't document it, I'm just going to kind of leave it at that and not speculate on it until I can talk to more of the parties involved. But it is very interesting. And that interview we did with Colonel Don the Grand Prix got just massive attention out there, and he's done a lot of good work in the past, put out a lot of accurate info. I just don't know. The reason I tend to think that it may not be disinfo is that the Flight 93 story is already dead in the mainstream media. People don't discuss it. Why would the government want to go out to sources and then try to disinfo them so they would then bring it out, and then there would be some type of debate surrounding it? I mean, they don't even want attention on it. So, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. Colonel Don the Grand Prix talks about this award ceremony. He says he has the news articles. He's going to fax them to me. But they said, oh, just award ceremonies. Wouldn't say for what, concerning what happened on September 11th. And wouldn't be the first time. I mean, with the USS Liberty, they gave the captain the Congressional Medal of Honor in secret. Told him not to talk to anybody. I mean, this stuff happens quite a bit, secret award ceremonies. But Colonel Don the Grand Prix is, you know, on the inside of the whole military community there in Virginia. And he says he talked face-to-face with Major Rick Gibney. And so I would think that would be an important little tidbit for Let's Roll to add, that, you know, the Colonel Don the Grand Prix interview he did on the show here, they want to add something to bolster their argument, and that we have an eyewitness, another person who talked to a Major Rick Gibney who supposedly told him that. We should, I guess, have the name of this other source. If we're going to print the name of Major Rick Gibney, if Let's Roll is, we need to have the name of his source that said this. And now we've given you the name of the source that told us this. Colonel Don the Grand Prix says, yes, that's the name, which adds quite a bit of credibility to this, unless it's Colonel Don the Grand Prix telling both Let's Roll and Infowars.com this. So, again, we have to investigate this. I don't want to spend all day on it. I'm sure callers are going to want to talk about it. It is important, but quite frankly, it doesn't pale in significance, but it doesn't surpass or even meet the level of Dick Cheney ordering NORAD to stand down, which is confirmed. He was ordering NORAD to stand down. Of public officials being told not to fly to New York the night before. Of CIA insider trading. Of the Bushes flying out the Bin Ladens. And by the way, neocons are all over talk radio lying, saying Michael Moore is a liar. The Bushes never flew out the Bin Ladens. It just isn't true. It's made up. It's a lie. Judicial Watch months ago got the documents. They did over a dozen FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests, and the federal agencies, CIA, Defense Intelligence, NSA, all refused, FBI refused, but Customs messed up. Bureaucracy messed up and released the information. And Richard Clark's been public, what, 6-7 months ago in Vanity Fair, saying that, yeah, they were ordered by Bush to order them released to let the Bin Ladens fly out of the country. I mean, that's been in the Miami Herald. It's been everywhere. It's admitted. And the neocons are just saying it's all lies. It's lies. It's lies. It's not true. So I did see Fahrenheit 9/11. I'll give you my review of it. A mixed review, by the way. And secret arrest of citizens. Supreme Court, we told you, would say that was good. And they did, indeed. Nazi bastards that they are. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
That's 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Jeff and others that are holding, we'll be getting to you. And we got Paul Watson coming up halfway into the next hour. We'll go more over Flight 93 and some of the, new developments there, if they are new developments. Big development, though, on the homeland front. The Supreme Court said that the government, the president, and his designates can secretly arrest and secretly detain and not tell anyone they've grabbed you anytime they want for any reason. So many people said, oh, the Patriot Act, don't worry, the courts will throw that out. Remember? Just like campaign finance reform. Oh, don't worry. You know, that Dianne Feinstein, Chucky Schumer thing, that'll never pass. You know, Bush will veto it. When he vetoed it, well, he's going to let the conservative courts tear it up. You know, he's a good conservative. He's just playing, you know, possum with them libs. It's the same thing across the board. Loss of liberty, big government, open borders, you name it. And now the Supreme Court comes out and says, we can secretly arrest you, and not give you a trial, and hold you for as long as we want. And a few months ago, it was we can secretly drug you as well, and for any reason. But then they throw in, but you can complain to a special secret federal court. Oh, isn't that nice? And so they're billing it as, the Supreme Court gives you rights. Ooh, a big blow on the bushes. It's amazing. It's like a boxer KO somebody, and then they go, but he did get a split eye, so he really loses. But he gets the gold belt and, you know, the $10 million prize money, but he got a bruise, so he really lost. I mean, it's that crazy. It's just... And so I heard Oliver Talk Radio, hey, we got our rights back. Supreme Court stepped up, man. And this weekend, I even called into a few national talk shows, just driving in the car listening to it. Michael Moore's a liar. Our government never flew the bin Ladens out. There's no relationship with the Saudis. Fahrenheit 9/11, he's making lots of money. Man, I tell you, he hates America. Just on and on and on and on and on. Now, I have to tell you, Michael Moore did a lot of twisting and manipulation in Bowling for Columbine. I thought it was well done, but very fraudulent, very manipulative. I thought Roger and Me was great. Neocons were attacking him, saying, you know, in his Roger and Me, he goes and shows people being evicted and says they work for GM. But people went back and showed some of them didn't work for GM. Well, in Roger and Me, which I just so happened to have rented and watched about 2 weeks ago, which I'd seen years ago, but I refreshed my memory, he just points out it destroyed the whole economy. He didn't say that it was... But again, they call that a lie. That's a big lie. Of course, he had to lie about the Second Amendment, because he's a liberal, and that's his agenda, and you know, that's what he was up to, or you could say it was his whole twisted view. But I saw Fahrenheit 9/11 Friday night at the Alamo Draft House in North Austin, two super sold-out showings. Little did I know that for weeks the owners had been calling me, wanting to show Road to Tyranny in conjunction. Of course, I never got the messages. That's how ridiculous things have gotten around my office. But they did ask me to come down and introduce the film, and so I introduced it. Was on two screens. I introduced it. I gave four speeches and had a chance to watch it several times. And I, frankly, overall was disappointed. Was it entertaining? Yes. Was it heartrending and heart-wrenching? And yes. Did it make me dislike Bush even more? Yes. Were the criticisms of Bush honest? Yes. But it's like criticizing Bill Clinton for an intern in the Oval Office. It's bad. It's not good. He lied about it. But the Republicans didn't go after him for communist generals in the Commerce Department, coke dealers, you know, giving him campaign contributions, murders, all this. No. They focused it on the sex because it was a little isolated issue that didn't burn any of the Republican hierarchy, which were all involved with Bill Clinton, in some cases above him. You know, Donald Rumsfeld, nuclear reactors in North Korea. Can't talk about Bill Clinton giving him the okay for that because it was Republicans making the money. And Moore does the exact same thing in Fahrenheit 9/11. I mean, he focuses on Ashcroft, you know, getting makeup put on, and Dick Cheney getting his makeup, and Bush getting his makeup on, and primping and staging, and, you know, lots of weirdness there. Just mainly making them look like a bunch of buffoons. And, you know, they get into the Saudis, and the Bushes didn't want to do anything to the Saudis because they were making so much money from them, and the Carlyle Group, and, you know, Bush was freaked out and cowardly during the little goat story because he was thinking, oh, my Saudi friends did this, what am I going to do? He was doing that so people couldn't run up to him and say, NORAD, NORAD, order the shoot down. You know, Michael Moore knows the Times of London has photos of Bush in the green room of the school watching the smoking buildings. Smoking building. Michael Moore knows that Bush got caught in lies about when he first learned of it. But did Moore put anything in there about that? Did Moore put in there, hey, why did Mayor Willie Brown get a call from the White House not to fly? Why did John Ashcroft stop flying commercial? Why did the Joint Chiefs of Staff and two separate Newsweek articles say, yeah, we got told not to fly to New York that day? Salman Rushdie, FAA banned from flying for his safety. Why wasn't that brought up? Why wasn't it brought up what was in Newsweek, Time Magazine, Fox News, New Yorker Magazine, Times of London, that you flew out 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders out of Afghanistan, that you used bin Laden to attack the Serbs in 1998, Republicans' own report, or that Bill Clinton three separate times refused to have him arrested, bin Laden arrested. You see, Moore could have shown both parties protecting their CIA asset and show the presidents as puppets, but that film would have never made it to the screen. It does show the Marines training for gun confiscation and rounding up families and putting bags on their heads to go to the rape rooms. It does show that. Oh, yes. And those troops will be back here as police officers very soon. So that's some of the positive things. It gets into a little bit on the Patriot Act. It's amazing. You definitely go see it. Go see the film. But understand that it gives you one side of the story. It's the mirror image of Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh exposes the Democrats on petty issues, never on the meaty issues that are intertwined with the Republican hierarchy that's part of the New World Order hierarchy. And Moore does the same thing. Moore attacks Bush just like the Republicans attacked Clinton. On the surface issues, which are bad enough. And it's got Bush with his dictator comment, you know, I want to be a dictator, all this stuff. Things would be a heck of a lot easier if I was the dictator. You know, that's in there. And so all of this together, and you see the arrogance, the fakeness, the evil. I don't know. I'll talk more about it later. I meant to write down my thoughts this weekend, but I was just too busy on the film. You can call in with what you thought of the film. But there's a scene where this Iraqi woman has had her whole family killed, and she's saying, God help us. You know, God defend us, and I got a tear. But the neocons are all out there saying it's bad that Michael Moore is making money. You know, 20-something million. What is it, like 25 million now today, 21.8 million yesterday. This is good. You know, this bodes well for documentaries. At least it'll get people thinking. I mean, I'd say about 95% of what I saw in the film is very accurate. But again, it's lying by omission. He is really protecting Bush in a way. You know why? Because now it's just, oh, Bush had a little prior knowledge because he's so stupid and business partners with him. And, you know, 9/11 was a big screw up and Bush just needs to go and Kerry needs to save us. It's not, there's a military industrial complex carrying out terror attacks and it's very sophisticated. There's going to be more attacks and we need to repeal the USA Patriot Act, and here's what it allows to happen. No, it doesn't cover any of that. So in a way, it whitewashes the whole debate, as Professor Michael Chalcedosky has said at Global Research, that to say that it's prior knowledge is in itself is a diversion and a distraction. To not give people the full horror of 9/11. Plus, he only spends about 20 minutes on 9/11, folks. He doesn't bring up but maybe one or two of the smoking guns. And then it's all accidental, you know. And then the neocons get on the radio and just say it's all lies. All lies. Every bit of it. None of it's true. It's not even a documentary. It's a movie. You know, he's so bad. He's making money. He's making money. And remember the Christian bashers, the atheists that hated the Passion of the Christ? They said the same thing. He's making all that money. The neocons said, how dare them say he's making money? So what? This is America. Then they flip-flop it on Moore. Well, see, I supported the Passion, and I support Fahrenheit 9/11. I think the Passion's more powerful and more important, obviously. I think Fahrenheit is opportunistic. I know Michael Moore, even from stuff he's posted on his website, knows all the details. Michael Moore knows full well who was behind 9/11. Make no mistake, he's not stupid. And he has a few glimpses in there where he implies that maybe they were behind it. But only, you know, people who are versed in this stuff will pick up on that. All right, I said we'd take calls. It's just there's so much news here, folks. More news of torture, systematic rape and torture. Heaven help us when our troops get captured and people are torturing them, you know, dunking them in water, drowning them, raping them. what's our media going to say? Oh, it's not torture. It's just a little bit of abuse or pressure, some fraternity pranks. Well, no, they'll say that's torture. We'll engage in doublethink. It's torture when they do it to us, not when we do it to them. There's just so much here today, but let's go ahead and go to the calls. Let's talk to Jeff in Texas. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Thanks for waking me up. I want to talk about the Battle of Baghdad, what I'm calling the Battle of Baghdad, last year in April during the inundation by the media of the Jessica Lynch story. Saddam's forces attacked our troops, and it was completely covered up. This happened between about 5 and 7 April. The American
Well, camp. In all fairness, they did mention it on the crawls on the screens and in the back of the paper that there were heavy bombardments at the Baghdad Saddam airport.
Yeah, well, basically the KIAs on our side are completely unknown and to this day go as yet unreported. There are possibly more than 75 on our side and probably more than 400 of the Iraqis, including their special Republican Guard.
And that's killed in action.
Right. And Basically, various members of the Army Public Affairs, the Pentagon, and CNN are complicit in this, to include...
The Washington Post and WorldNet Daily came out in 2000 that the Pentagon has hundreds of military officers running CNN. And notice, running the liberal channel.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
The liberals you can trust, see?
Yeah. Well, the night this happened, it was Friday night here, but it was a Saturday there. CNN's Walter Rogers, he was an embed with the 37th Cavalry, attempted to make a report from the airport. And his voice was basically indistinguishable because of the extreme background noise of the artillery impacting around him.
Were you there?
No, I was not. I got this information from other members of the military. I'm former military.
Yeah, I've had a lot of these guys come up and talk to me and...
Well, I'm the one, and I'd like to get Captain May, who's running this effort, the head of Ghost Troop, to come on your show and give you all the details, because he's got full details of complicity by the New York Times, CNN, and other major media sources spiking.
Well, we know,
story.
Sir, they've covered up a bunch of battles, and it later comes out, and then no one's held accountable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, did you hear me go over this Flight 93 information?
Yeah, briefly. I'm very interested right now in this... Rabbi, who was the former, recently resigned in March, head of the Pentagon's finances, who basically was the head of the international division of this special programs company. I can't remember the name of it. I can send you the link. But basically was the head of a Virginia-based company that designed technology that allowed the control of multiple airplanes through remote control.
Well, I mean, that technology's been around since the 40s by radio, and they've had drones up since the late 50s doing attack and bombing maneuvers.
What's a rabbi doing the head of the finances for my Pentagon?
Well,
I'm at a loss. I'll send you the information.
He obviously also has a business or a capacity in something else. I don't know the details, sir.
Yeah, I'll send them to you.
All right, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, that battle for Baghdad's interesting. I ought to do an hour or two on that subject. Who's up next, Stephanie? James in Colorado. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was just calling a little report from Colorado. I was going to call a couple weeks ago when I saw this. I saw about a dozen ninja cops on enduro bikes traveling from Boulder to Golden, Colorado. Totally black outfits, no badges, little red and blue flashers on the back of their vehicles. Just wanted to let people in Colorado know that kind of presence is here already.
Last week, finally Newsweek reported what the Wall Street Journal and the Daily Texan had broken. Secret military police in suits harassing people for their political speech in Austin. And they run the gamut from suits to guys in black uniforms to guys with long hair and tattoos. And they're all over the place. And now they admit that domestically they're going to be operating and running our lives. Secret police, part of the new freedom.
And another comment I had was I had some friends this weekend and went and saw Michael Moore's film. And they told me that there was local law enforcement there filming and photographing people that were going to see that movie. So that's all I wanted to tell you.
Well, thank you. Good call. Yeah, we got a lot of comments and emails and on that subject. Your friends should write a short email describing it. They should go to prisonplanet.com where it says contact webmaster and email it to that address. In fact, all of you out there that saw it, if you experienced this, I did not experience that at the theater where it was being shown when I gave some speeches, because I was asked to by the requested by the owners where I've shown my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. But that is a big deal. And we've gotten reports of people being beat up by the liberals, beat up by the neocons, fights breaking out, things along these lines. And you're there in Colorado. I mean, it's been in the news, most of your major cities. I mean, it can be a land rights meeting, a environment meeting, a Second Amendment meeting, a bunch of old ladies out there. And they have military out many times with the police videotaping everyone, part of the new freedom. Michael Moore's film does get into that, though. People's criticizing the government, they get an FBI visit. They don't have enough to do it to all of us. It's meant to intimidate us. It doesn't scare me. Turn up the heat, folks. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, my friends. We're about to go to Charles and Brian and David and everybody else that is patiently holding, and just a ton of other very important news reports and information here. Before we do that, I do want to just briefly remind you that I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 10 films, two films on September 11th, government-sponsored terror. Those are 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and part two of that, The Masters of Terror, and they cover the hundreds of smoking guns, the things that prove the globalists carried out the attacks. And they're the most comprehensive you'll find. You need to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and peruse the films, read about them, watch free video clips of them, and then order them via our safe, secure online shopping cart. There's also my two new films. We have Police State, Three Total Enslavement. That's 2 hours, 44 minutes long. Gives you the architecture of the New World Order and their operations and how to stop them. Matrix of Evil, just an incredible new film as well that covers a whole host of issues. I'm also carrying George Humphrey's new video, 9-11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati on VHS and DVD. Just so much information. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. My videos are $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. That's a huge discount. And then George Humphrey's new VHS or DVD, 9-11, The Great Illusion, is $19.95. Get a second copy for $14.95 when you buy one and get three of the color 80-page booklets, 9-11, The Great Illusion. So that's a great deal there. Get one for yourself and one for a friend. Toll-free number to order again, 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go ahead and go to Charles in Texas. Charles, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? I was wondering if you caught Hannity and Combs on Friday night.
No.
They had former CIA director James Woolsey on there. And towards the end, before they cut him off, he said that Saddam Hussein apologizing for Islamic militant attacks would be like Joseph Stalin apologizing to the Russian Orthodox Church. And I was thinking about this and wondering what it meant, but I remember reading that the Bolshevik Revolution was a plan to destroy the Russian Orthodox Church hatched by the Vatican. Have you ever heard that?
No. The evidence is that British intelligence with New York money funded the Bolshevik Revolution. That evidence is legion.
I've heard of that, but I mean, I just remember reading the...
I'm just giving you what I have from facts. The Catholic Church, for all of its evils, has been was actively involved fighting the communists and actually backed the fascists for a while in a bid to defeat them. And then it was the Soviet Union involved in attempted assassinations of the Pope.
You never heard that, the top, that they had put Jews like Karl Marx and Joseph Stalin in charge of it?
The Catholic Church? No, sir.
Okay, I just wonder if you've seen it.
No, I just go off the historical documents. What else is on your mind?
Well, have you ever considered having an Al Cuppet on your show?
I have, a few years ago.
Oh, you've already had him?
Mm-hmm.
Have you had him on since you had that book out?
No, I haven't. All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Charles. All right, we'll come back in the second hour. Talk to Brian, David, many others that are patiently holding at 1-800-259-9231 and a ton of other key news items. Second hour straight ahead, PrisonPlanet.tv.